In Akron, Ohio, this past weekend, more than 70 inmates got out of jail. They were released early, but not for good behavior. They were released because the Summit County Jail is having financial problems. Officials have tried reducing recreation hours for inmates as well as cutting staff, but now staffing levels are so low that the sheriff says he can't safely run the 671-bed facility. Joining us now is Summit County Sheriff Steve Berry. He made the call to release the inmates. Sheriff Berry, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Well, you've been with the sheriff's office for more than 30 years. Is this the first time you've had to do something like this?
Yes. In the history of the agency, we've had to release a few here and there, but something of this magnitude, to my knowledge, has never been done before.
Why is that? Why are the budget problems so much worse now than they have been at any time over the last few decades?
Well, actually, this started 5.5 years ago. We've been putting up, working at this level for the last 5.5 years. It started in December of 2009, and now we're seeing, for lack of a better term, the fallout from it. Our employees are, I had 37 employees on FMLA stress level and things of this nature last year. We are 104 employees down, and it's just now getting to the point where the people for the first 3 to 5 years who said, sure, I'll take the overtime, I'll work the holidays and everything, for lack of a better term, they're getting burnt out.
So you say December 2009. We, of course, remember that was in the heart of the recession and the financial crisis in this country. So you're saying people were able to make it work for a few years after that, but now they've just had enough. And you bring up the FMLA, the Family Medical Leave Act, that people are just stressed out.
That's a lot of it, as well as safety for everyone in the facility. Staff civilian, staff sworn, inmates. We've had inmate-on-inmate assaults approximately 8 weeks, 6 to 8 weeks ago now. We had an inmate sharpen a plunger, asked to use a plunger, sharpened it up, and started stabbing another inmate in the head who was laying on a bunk. And we just, for the safety of everyone, we cannot continue, so we had to do this.
Well, so what kind of inmates are being let out, were let out over the weekend as a result of this?
We have a criteria set by the Common Pleas Court of Summit County that we follow, and it starts at the unsentenced nonviolent misdemeanor level, and then it goes to the sentenced misdemeanor nonviolent, and then it goes to the unsentenced violent misdemeanors. It's kind of a plateau thing. You have to take it one step at a time.
And included in those people who were let out are people who have been charged with crimes of assault and domestic violence.
Sadly, you are correct.
Are you not worried about what might happen now that they're out of jail?
Certainly. I sure am.
So what can be done about that? What are you telling citizens to keep the community safe?
Well, what we are doing is we're utilizing other facilities. We met with the chiefs of police of Summit County a couple weeks back. We have met with the judges of every court jurisdiction in Summit County. And we have asked them to use other facilities. A lot of these smaller agencies have up to 14-day holding facilities that they were not being utilized. The electronic monitoring, we have done everything we can do to try to make it as safe as we can.
You also asked the county council for more money, and they said no. Why do you think you were unable to convince them, and not only them, but voters who rejected a ballot initiative that would raise the sales tax 0.25%, and you were hoping that tax hike might help fund the jail?
That's correct. I think that we had, the way it started off with the focus on an arena possibly being built from the part of these monies, and we lost the sentiment of what the real monies were, the real areas and avenues the money were going to be mainly used for, which was public safety, but it was too far gone by then.
So how are the voters reacting now?
So far, what we're hearing is that they would like to possibly see it come back on the ballot. There is a general concern for safety. To be honest with you, though, it is a very expensive thing to put something on a ballot countywide, and you really have to have a good team to try to get the word out. And right now, we just don't have everything in place to do that. So we're talking about it with county council and the county executive's office. But as of today's date, nothing's been set in stone to put it back on the ballot.
Is there no way to simply transfer the prisoners to another prison?
Well, somebody's got to pay for it. And that comes down to Summit County. If the crimes that they're charged with were committed or occurred, at least allegedly, at the time of their being charged in Summit County, we're going to pay for it. No matter where they're being housed, we're going to pay for it.
Let me ask you about this from the flip side. Some people may look at this and say, maybe there were a lot of people in there that shouldn't have been in there in the first place. And a lot of Americans have already looked at the idea that perhaps drug criminals should not be put into jails and that they're taking up space that should be reserved for more violent offenders. What are your thoughts on that?
I think it's a case-by-case basis. To be honest, I feel that laws are set in place. We're supposed to follow them. Whether or not I agree or disagree with a law on the books or anything like that, that's not my job. My job is to be the sheriff of this county and to make it as safe as a county as I can. And by Ohio law, I have several things I must do. One of those is to oversee a county jail and people charged with crimes. We're still taking all felonies, people charged with felonies and this type of thing. But I understand that, a lot of people's sentiment is that their program should be more put in place for people with problems. And it's not that I don't disagree with that per se in general. The problem is you do not have enough trained professionals, be it mental health, drug counselors, mental health counselors, this type of thing, who are going to do this for free. And it all comes down to the same thing, the almighty dollar, sadly.
Well, how many of the people in your jail now are charged with nothing but a drug crime or multiple drug crimes?
In a two-day period, we have sometimes 40, 50, 60 people come through our doors in a 24 to 48-hour period. There's no doubt a large number of the people in the Summit County Jail, their problems spill over into addiction problems, no doubt about it.
That's Sheriff Steve Berry of Summit County, Ohio, talking about the early release of about 72 prisoners from the Summit County Jail over the weekend because of budget problems. Sheriff, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.